Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting from the Shaw's Star Market Studios, the home of Dale and Keith, middays 10 to 2. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston, a radio.com sports station.
The Greg Hill Morning Show is broadcasting live from the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI studios.
Well, I hate to veer away from Ken making important business decisions for NFL owners, but there, Danielle, you said there's some news from Bolivia.
Yes.
That is important when it comes to getting people back to work after the lockdown.
Bolivian sex workers headed back to work, which is good. However, they've got to prepare for the new normal and all the safety restrictions that are being put in place. So essentially, one of the types of PPE that they're going to be using are these see-through plastic raincoats to help cut down on person-to-person contact.
Wait a second. So there is now PPE for hookers?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is that provided by the government, or
I believe it's the brothels.
Does your local sports franchise fly that in from China, or where does that come from?
Comes from whoever employs the prostitutes. Now, prostitution is legal in Bolivia, but procuring it is not. So that's one of those weird law things.
And I probably don't need to ask, but why is it a raincoat? I guess you need to
watch a few more videos.
Okay. So it's the woman doesn't have any physical contact with the guy.
Yeah.
But
except
it's,
for
but it's see-through.
I see. So you can still kind of get your visual thing.
Yeah.
They're also going to have to wear face shields, gloves, face masks. I don't know how that's going to work.
See-through cellophane rain gear and masks and gloves.
Yep. It'll be like the plastic that my grandmother used to put over the cloth tablecloth in the kitchen.
Yes.
Just wipe it down.
Just like the what you see like on the sofa.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I see.
What about contact tracing?
You have to give your phone number.
No contact. It should be no contact tracing.
So, I'm no amateur, but at the same time, how do you do the thing with the places?
Carefully.
Carefully. Yeah?
It's like the hole in the sheet. Yeah. Then the plastic gets rubbing up against it. You get stuck. It's a whole weird thing.
But the unit.
But is the general individual the individual who would patronize such a service... Are they really concerned about like what they're going to contract?
Probably not, given what they're doing.
Okay.
I mean, would be ironic if they were. But yeah, they have to, in order to get the government regulated brothels back up and running, they need to adhere to these protocols. They also have, when they do shows inside the brothel, any kind of a strip show, they have to spray the pole down with bleach.
Yeah.
Let it sit for a designated amount of time.
I think that would be a good policy all year round.
Yes.
I would say
regardless.
That would be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be a good policy.
Speaking of weird sex things going on, did you see this story about the Russian social media influencer that's marrying her stepson?
No.
It's so eggy.
Her stepson?
Her stepson. So she's 35 and he's 20. She married his dad when he was 7, so 13. So she was like 22 at the time. Evidently, over the years, the two of them fell in love. Now she's pregnant with his kid and divorced his dad, and they're getting they're getting hitched.
You're kidding me.
She
married the father.
Yep.
And
helped raise the kid.
The kid was 7.
Yep.
And now how old is the kid?
20.
And she's pregnant?
Yep.
Oh, super hot.
She posted a photo the other day thinking that it was going to be one of those things where people would be like, that's such a wonderful story.
Oh, she
did not go that well.
She thought everybody was going to be into it.
No, she shared a picture of herself with with the kid when they first met. And a picture of them as a couple.
No, she didn't.
And she's got like 420,000 followers. Marina Balmalsheva is her name. And she shared the video also this week when she married the kid this week. So she married him at the local registry office, said they're having a baby boy together. And she shared a picture of the two of them on the wedding day with a heart picture saying, so excited. This is wonderful. And I mean, she got shredded in the comments.
Rightly so. I mean, I don't. Is
she raised him?
I mean, is there some? There is like a Oedipus complex thing. I don't know if that applies when it comes.
I don't think
it's
a stepmom though. Oedipal that wouldn't work if it's your stepmom.
Yeah, but he was young enough. He was 7, so like she gave off serious maternal vibe.
Oedipus 2.0?
No, I don't think she was giving off maternal vibes.
Well, she is now.
She was giving off other vibes.
When
I'm
did guessing. They finally cross the streams, if you will?
I don't know exactly when all that stuff took place, but there's a lot of interesting photos of the two of them on her account.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. See translation. I wish I could get the comments translated because I'm sure there's some doozies. Oh, and she limited comments on the post.
What does she think about Stidham?
She thinks he's not going to be starting.
Ken has some big breaking COVID Boston news.
Yes, it is. For the first time in 145 years, no swan boats until 2021.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, no swan boats.
Why?
Family decision.
Why?
The family that owns it is concerned about coronavirus and close contact of their crew and passengers.
At the end of the story, they said Mayor Burgermeister could not be reached for comment.
How many people can get into a swan boat at once?
Well, there's like six or eight benches.
I mean, it's probably because they can't make the business work if they can only have three people in a swan boat.
Right. Want to maximize capacity on your swan boat guy.
I mean, can't we have self-driving swan boats?
I don't know that I would trust
at
that.
At this point,
the swan boats don't have any kind of barriers on the side or fencing or anything like that. I don't know that I would trust a self-driving mechanism.
An autonomous swan boat?
When water is concerned, no.
I thought it was weird that the duck boats started up when there's no tourists that are allowed to come to Boston.
And what would they come to see?
Are people who live here taking the duck boat tours? No, right?
Can we do something? Can we do something for the show with the duck boat? Wiggy gives his history of Boston.
Oh, yes.
As the duck boat commentator.
I think you learned yesterday, based on his knowledge or lack thereof of the Pilgrims, that it might be difficult.
I think
that's why it would be hilarious.
all right, so no swan boats.
Hmm.
Sorry, 2020 has taken your swan boat. Let us get to Ken and what is trending this morning.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
If you're trying to lose the weight you put on the last few months, you realize it's harder to take it off than it was to put on, but it doesn't have to be. Go to awaken180weightloss.com. Speaking of Wiggy, he's on with Dale and Keith today. He's inserted my column into the Pandering Man segment of the show.
Whoa!
Yeah.
How is my column pandering? I've been crushed all morning.
Well, you're pandering to those who are concerned about the virus, I guess.
On a sports station saying, push the football back.
Well, get him. Wiggy
just throws out Pandering Man to everybody.
Well, get him to come in here and talk about it and address it with you.
Thank you.
But your column is about how the Patriots announcing a plan to get 13,000 fans into Gillette Stadium this season Doesn't make any sense, and the NFL season ought to be pushed until spring.
Correct. Does not make fiscal sense for Bob Kraft. He's got $250 million in reasons why he should wait until the spring. Certainly doesn't make public health sense with the way this thing is spiraling out of control in the South and the West.
And the players, just what do? They go without money?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, they'll get paid in the, you know, fully. Actually, they're worried about not getting. That's one of the big issues that still remains on the table.
Well, you just pivoted escrow. There. So if there's no football, if there's no football season,
we'll get paid until, now.
If there's no football season until 2021, the players are not getting paid, Ken.
Yeah, but they've been paid handsomely for many. Well, do you think they're all broke? I mean, they're not going to make it until March. Is that a concern of yours? Or?
Yes. I mean, it's a concern of theirs, I'm sure.
I think they've done pretty. Hopefully, they've managed their money and they can weather a pandemic. All probably right. Getting $600 to the state, too.
Okay.
Other issues for the NFLPA, there are more discussions today, include at-risk players. Who's at risk? Will they get paid when they opt out? You know, they want a stipend to they want $250,000 in a stipend to show up at camp in case everything is shut down, and then $500,000 more if the season begins. So it's still a lot of back and forth. Today is franchise tag deadline day, so we'll find out about Joe Tooney. Will he play for $14 million? It appears, Fitzy, he will. I mean, yeah. There's no news on this.
I haven't heard anything about the Pats having a trade partner lined up or a long-term extension being announced, so it's a lot of money to be given your left guard.
And Dak Prescott probably going to play on his franchise tag down in Dallas as well. A couple sightings in the league. Chris Jones, who's been squawking about a Chiefs dynasty already. That's already the chatter coming out. The Chiefs D lineman is getting a big deal. And
Nick, $85 million. Mm-hmm. Where'd they get that money?
$60 million guaranteed. Probably.
I thought they were, this is what happens if you sign Patrick Mahomes. You lose all your good players.
Patrick Mahomes is getting paid 2 years from now, Curtis. They're returning 20 to 22 starters. Everyone knows the Chiefs are the prohibitive Super Bowl favorites. Get lost.
It's almost like you can manipulate the cap.
Laughs, Ken. Quiet.
Myles Garrett, $125 million, despite cracking a guy over the skull with the helmet the last we saw him, and then he was suspended. But
cracking
no problem.
Skulls.
Literally cracking skulls. Red Sox closing in on Zach Godley, a righty starter.
Yeah.
And here's the best news. Bruce Cassidy, David Pastrnak, and Andre Kasha skating with the smaller group today. They'll be back in full force tomorrow. Their quarantine is about over.
So all right.
Thank God.
So the European quarantine has ended.
Yeah.
All right. Good news.
Haven't seen Pasta anywhere.
No.
Certainly not the North End.
No.
Certainly hasn't been spotted there.
No. I mean, why would he be out? I mean, he's under quarantine. Why would he be out dining at in the North End? That's ridiculous.
Or bars, perhaps.
No, that's there are no bars open. Oh, there's no bars open, Ken.
Yeah.
No bars open. Now, why don't you feel the same way about baseball when it comes to pushing the season?
Well, they've got a plan that's ready to go, and they're not going to get... I mean, they can't push their season all the way back to next spring. That's going to butt into the next year. The NFL can do so.
No, the NFL is also going to butt into the next year.
Why, they play in March normally?
So when is the when do you have the season starting in the layered plan?
March Madness kickoff.
Starts in March.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. March, April, May, Super Bowl in June.
Super Bowl in June. And then training camp begins in July? What, do they get a
week
off?
Bunny Bowl high school games in June.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay.
Super Bowl in June, and then you go right to training camp. And those bodies will hold
off.
Up just fine. I think they'll be just fine. Ken,
they'll
I like
extra
that.
Extra rested going
I
into
like
the
that
year.
March Madness name. Copyright that before someone else does.
Well, I'm an idea man. And the NBA players getting caught in the bubble already. Two of them. This is another reason why the NFL's got to move it. That's can you believe that? What was the guy's excuse for the...
Food delivery.
Food delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Had to get out for a food delivery.
Fresh beef.
I mean,
Magic City delivers.
It was an accidental bubble breach.
Bruno from the Rockets.
Okay.
It was not intended to happen that
all
way.
Right.
And both the guys are very apologetic.
And I'm sure Russell Westbrook accidentally got COVID when he was probably going to get some dip at a 7-Eleven.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's the great...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show. This is WEEI.
Careful, they bite.
Today, I'm really disappointed to announce that we will have a moratorium on large public events through February 28th, 2021. The city's Office of Special Events will not accept, review, process, or approve applications, issue permits, or enter into agreements for special events or public gatherings of 50 people or more on public property through the end of February.
That's the mayor of Philadelphia. Wiggy's here. And
wow.
The
hindering man got to him too, huh?
The goalpost mover is now saying that because of situations like that, there's no way that the Patriots will have fans at Gillette this season, and that the pandering man ought to be advocating for the season to start in the spring.
Well, we know that it's 20%, right? That's what they said.
That's what they want to do. But Ken is saying if the mayor of Philadelphia is issuing an edict which says no sporting events until 2021.
Right.
With fans.
That's Philadelphia. That has nothing to do with what we're doing up here.
You think Jeffrey Lurie is going to let Bob Kraft take in $50 to $60 million in ticket gates when he can't?
Well, we already
think that's not a problem.
We already know the NFL said they already came out with a statement that it would be up to each individual, you know, states as far as the guidelines, as far as teams having fans.
Okay, what's Jeffrey Lurie thinking behind the scenes? Does he like that plan?
I mean, he might not. He probably doesn't like it, but what's the NFL had already made a ruling on this.
So maybe they'll do some sort of a rev share thing or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
maybe,
sure,
they'll work their way around it.
But if the NFL has already said, I mean, are we completely just glossing over that? The NFL said that it's going to be up to the states and the guidelines that the states have that those teams play in on whether or not they can have fans. It's the NFL is not going to say no one can have fans. If you can have fans and you're in a state that allows you to do it, then you can have it based on what the guidelines are.
So like 50% capacity in Houston or Miami maybe, but 20% in New England and none in Philadelphia, which is going to change the dynamics of each game.
You know that DeSantis the Savage is going to have 100% capacity in Florida.
Sure. He's already said they're going back to school.
I know.
He's already said they're going.
Load them up.
And then we're going to go along the panhandle, saw Florida off, and let it float out into the ocean.
I'm going to tell you, Pandering Man is trying to fly in here and shut everything down.
I love this. Well, this is a guy who sued the league, by the way. The players of the NFL,
because of
including
knowledge,
the Patriots,
not knowing.
What is
McCourty
saying? What is Patrick Chung saying? Well, they want to play right now?
He didn't know. Played football his whole life. Didn't know you could get a concussion.
No, I knew you could get a concussion.
Oh.
Yeah, but I didn't know the concussion would turn you into a damn, you know, I don't know, somebody who could barely walk.
Somebody who can't come up with a word for what they got turned into.
Yeah.
You actually, what you just did was exhibit perfect. Thank you very much.
I thought it was like, oh, you got your bell rung. Get back out there. You're
Jermaine,
good to go.
That, in a nutshell, is why I love Jermaine Wiggins.
That's what I thought. Hey, you're good to go. You got your bell rung. You'll wipe it off. You'll be
right.
You'll be
you
good
didn't realize minutes. You realize that getting your head whacked around
that
was going to do,
figure out
was gonna do any damage to you.
Mr. Wiggins, we will need you in the little blue tent. Mr. Wiggins.
Ken, I can't even. You're not even making sense with your plan. So your plan is the season starts in March, correct?
Right.
March 2021. It's not over until July. I mean, it's 17 weeks.
Four months.
March, April, May, June.
There you go.
And then you get 2 weeks to the Super Bowl's in July. When does the next season start?
Well, you push it back. Look, people want the Super Bowl to line up with President's Day anyway, so they're kind of looking for an excuse to push the Super Bowl back.
Yeah, well, you're
going
to push
season.
It back to July?
Yeah, but Super Bowl in July.
Why can't you just have football, right? Whether it's college, high school, based on what we already know. We know for high school kids, it's, you know, the virus pretty much is, you know, these kids are good to go. We haven't seen, it's still zero in Massachusetts, last time I checked, of deaths for kids under 19. Now, I know you guys have moved the goalposts a million times with Pandering Man because now it's about how the hospital's not being overrun.
Well, now it's about how every kid lives with their grandparents.
Well, but then...
with their at-risk grandparents, and they're going to bring it home to their at-risk grandparents who somehow can't protect themselves getting a virus.
Wasn't there one of these experts, I don't know which one it might have been, Boney, Fauci, one
Dale.
Of these... Dale's
an expert.
One of these people that told us that it's very difficult for kids to pass it on to people.
I don't remember.
I believe that's a theory, that they've done some studies that it seems to die with kids. They don't pass it on as much.
Right, so yeah. It's extremely difficult for a child to pass it, or a teenager under 19 to pass it on to his grandmother. That's, and all the things that we're trying to figure out with corona, that's one of the things they've thrown out there.
But why did the CDC then issue a statement saying that the best way to further the spread nationally would be to welcome all children back to school this fall?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I have no idea. Didn't the CDC say that it also didn't live, or was it, which was it, the FDA? One of them said that it didn't live on surfaces. Who the hell knows?
It was the TSA.
When you look at what Massachusetts is doing, and we're talking about the Patriots and having fans, right? And I always go back to this, and people hate it. If you told me that there were 10, 15, 20,000 protesters, and there was only 2% or whatever the hell it was, the number, for as far as the people that tested positive, why can't you have 20% fans at Gillette Stadium? Why can't you have 20% at Fenway Park? I don't get the logic of it. And then in Massachusetts, when you look at our numbers doing extremely well, right? Give Governor Baker the credit, Ken. I know you love to stroke his ego.
All right.
With that, Palmer's cocoa butter lotion.
Oh yeah, tight. He called me an a-hole.
But why I asked this question, we still don't have any answers for school in Florida. They said they're going back. Massachusetts, I mean, Jesus, we're like 3 new cases, and we still don't know anything. When do we, I guess it's the phase 4 vaccine stage.
Well, but how big of a factor are fans being there or not when it comes, minus Seattle?
Not much.
Not
especially when you're only talking about 12,000 fans. Nah, that doesn't mean anything.
This fall, we're going to ask the 12th man to scream inside his heart for Russ and the Hawks.
Oh, yes. No screaming. Yep. If you can't sing, you can't scream.
I bet you there was probably, more fans. There'll be more fans at a Bentley game than there was at a Pats game.
Well, there's going to be no Bentley game.
Well, yeah, that's true.
There's just no rush, Hill, man. I mean, the NFL controls everything. They control the calendar of the country. They can delay if they want to. They can postpone the marches.
Why do you feel the same way about hockey, basketball?
Yeah, and basketball have seasons to finish, and they're going to start their next seasons probably in the winter. For baseball, they can't push it back. They have another season that's going to kick up pretty soon.
Hey, Greg, I'm with Ken. Let's move the election back a year. I'm not ready for it. Let's do that.
No, but why suddenly have you and others started to advocate for things starting next year?
We got great news about a vaccine yesterday. Did you read the press release from Moderna? That thing is good.
So you want everything to shut down, everything until next year.
I didn't say everything. We're talking about football.
Ken says we need sports radio. We just need no sports.
You started your column off with high school, college, and professional.
Yep.
So you don't want none of them playing.
Nope. Play in the spring when you can do it right with full fans.
How do you play high school sports in the spring when a kid plays football and baseball?
They got to choose. Unfortunately, this is one of those years.
What about these guys that are going to have to go?
One of those years? You mean the only time ever?
So let's figure this out, right? So today is what? Almost the end of July?
Yeah.
So August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. It's like 8 months. So
guys, OTAs.
So guys, he knows the calendar. So guys are going to go without getting paid for 8 months. They haven't been getting paid till last season.
But they'll get paid twice next year. Two seasons in one.
He says they all have tons of money.
Oh, okay.
And by the way,
did you hear the NBA?
Not Cam Newton because he's black.
Right. Did you hear the NBA player? I forget which NBA player it was that was like, listen, we all don't make LeBron James money, so for us, we have to play to feed our families and take care of some of the people. And that was NBA money. We know NBA money goes a lot longer than NFL money.
What's the average NFL salary? 500?
Well, about $600-something thousand.
Yeah, it's probably somewhere around
with a career span of 3.5 years.
Right.
Yeah.
No, so now we're concerned about NFL athletes whether they're going to make it through to March. This is unbelievable.
But
this is really
okay,
great.
If somebody a lot, I'm going to inform you on something like this. I know you never played, but I'm just going to give you inform you on how some athletes work in the NFL. I don't know other sports, but I'll just give you some guys a paycheck to paycheck in the NFL, and when their last check stops their last regular season game. So now the last regular season game is usually the beginning of January. So you have to now stretch out all that money till next September. Now everybody ain't good with managing their money, or some people have, you know, kids or child support or family they taking care of.
Johnny Depp has a great money manager.
Right? And so now a lot of these guys are now waiting for September to get here so they can start getting paid again. And now Ken's saying, well, don't worry about that. Just keep going till March.
If the governor has said, it's okay for groups of 10 to gather, and the Patriots have figured out a way for groups of 10 to be seated in the stadium, because that's what they told season ticket holders, what's the issue with it?
If you're Robert Kraft, would you rather take in $315 million in revenue in the spring or $50 million in the fall?
Ken,
which would you rather?
There is no guarantee that you're going to be able to have half capacity, let alone a full stadium.
Pretty good guarantee.
Bristling with freshly vaccinated fans that are all going to want to just be jammed blank hole to elbow inside the stadium, bottlenecking on the way inside. Besides, it's March. Have you missed March here? It sucks.
Well, he's saying it's no different than December.
Well, not
December
is better
than March. No. December is great. Are you talking about it? It's cold. There's Christmas. It's the end of the year. The New Year's coming. Football. March, nothing to look forward to.
But Fitzy's right. Ken makes it sound like come March, everybody's just going to be like, all right, give me the shot, vaccine. Now let's all jam in the stadium.
They think January. What's chance of January?
Again, just remind me, you're going to go get the quickest we've ever been able to get a vaccine to market in this country is 4 years.
Yep, they're talking about record time.
You're going to rush right out and get injected with something that they cobbled together in 6 months?
If it passes the tests, which
so
right now.
I would ask the question, if that's the case, so then here's the NFL. What do you do with the draft? Mm-hmm. How do you figure that whole thing out if you can't have the draft? So you're going to have the draft at the end of July?
Sure.
Wait, and then you're going to start the following training camp. So guys September. Are going to finish, and then boom, they're going to go right into training camp.
No, you have a month
later.
Off. Yeah. So you push it back a little bit.
So you just get a month to heal those injuries.
You got a month off, and then we're right back out into training camp to get back into a season.
Have you read Devin McCourty and Jason McCourty? Have you read Patrick Chung?
Yeah.
Are they concerned about playing right now?
No, I don't. I think the concern that they have is with some of the protocols that the NFL is trying to put in place, because they're saying, how are we supposed to play football and socially distance, right? So I think it's some of the protocols, whether that's 6 feet in the locker room, no showers after the game. I think those are the things. I don't think they're concerned with the testing and guys, because they feel like guys are getting tested every day. So once I walk into the facilities, I'm good to do whatever I want.
Ken's talking about how they say that the football is a sport that you can't play while social distancing.
Patrick Chung tweeted yesterday, not a damn shot. They are tripping.
Right, over some of these protocols.
And McCourty specifically said testing frequency. What do we do at meetings? What about family planning? Right. What about stadium guidance? What happens if there's an outbreak? What about our escrow? What about salaries? He brought up all those issues.
What about the emails?
Those are all the questions.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
No, where's Delane?
The sport that is able to do it is basketball. And basketball is probably the I don't want to say the most contact, but the close quarters, right? And if they're able to get it done
in a bubble.
But you got to understand, it's about guys now doing what they need to do when they go home, right? That's what it is. It's the same way in the bubble. It's like we got to.
That stadium is outside.
But the players are going to go out into the public.
Players are going out in the bubble, so it's about the players doing the right thing.
Right.
So shut it down.
And again, I said earlier, and I still believe this. This isn't just like lip service for the sake of sports radio. These players that need that $600,000, Wiggy. These guys that are a year away from being offered that big contract, they're going to take social distancing and preventative measures very carefully. They're going to take it very seriously because this means everything to them. This is their shot. If they piss it away now, then they are Dunsky.
But it shouldn't. See, this is what I'm saying about these leagues. Like, it shouldn't matter. You got to have balls as a league, right? So if you have guys test positive, so what? You have guys, you quarantine those guys, and you keep it moving. You can't worry and go, well, what if there's an outbreak and we have six guys test positive? Guess what? You had six guys test positive. They now got to quarantine. They got to do their thing. Are we supposed to shut the league down? Because if that's the mindset Ken's saying is guys are worried about if there's an outbreak, it's this. Why are you even playing?
Is nobody going to, Ken, in your mind, is nobody going back to work anywhere until there's a vaccine?
Why struggle through all these things you're talking about when you can just do it in March and you don't
have
to worry about it?
But you don't know if you could just do it in March.
Sure. It's a good gamble. It's worth the risk.
Ken, they just ran a series of tests in MLS. They tested 1,227 people league-wide at this little fun restart. How many came back positive, Greg?
Were they done in Florida? 100%.
Zero.
100%. Zero. They used the labs in Florida. 100%.
As it should be.
All the people at the stadium were tested positive for boredom after watching.
Not a single test came back. That means they were able to contain.
I love how Ken goes, well, it's football and it's the start of their season, but the other sports can play. Like, I don't get it.
Different circumstances.
No, it's not different circumstances. Totally. Are you concerned about the health issues?
Both. We have bubbles for the NHL and the NBA.
But
it's the end of their
bubble,
season.
The bubble doesn't matter because it's still about up to the player, right?
Yeah.
We've seen it in basketball. Mm-hmm. We're going to see it in hockey. Are these players willing to do what they have to do, or are they now going out? Are they trying to have, you know, ugly Anna's penetrate the bubble?
You already have two bubble breachers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what makes you...
And it's a week into it.
So it's about the players. You cannot go, well, there's a bubble. You got to say, as a league, we can't worry if guys break the rules and leave the bubble. We can't worry if guys are not staying at home, whether they're in their hub cities and playing. If we have a group of guys test positive, we quarantine those guys and we keep moving. But guess what? We're able to have sports. The MLB is able to make some type of money. The NFL, college football, they're able to make some type of money, salvage a season, and then get on schedule and not have to throw any type of monkey wrench into next year. Because if you have a spring season, what are you doing with the draft? How do you then?
Oh my God! Worried about the draft and OTAs. But that's People have lost their freaking mind.
No, no, but that's part of the calendar.
We have the chance for full stadiums. Back to normal in March, and you won't even grasp it. You can't even wait a month. This is the problem with America. You can't even wait a month.
A month? A
couple months.
Six.
People have been locked down with no sports for 6 months.
You got sports coming
back.
It's
a national tragedy.
Yeah.
But why do you have to have full stadiums? Why can't you have 25% and say, okay, we're going to take a little bit of an L, but guess what? We're able to get the season going. We're able to play it through, and then it doesn't affect what we have going on into next year.
I'm not a businessman. Greg is. It sounds like a big reason to me.
But do you think the Crafts just went rogue on this announcement and that they haven't already spoken to the governor about it?
That's ridiculous.
Well, other owners are going to squawk. Other owners are going to complain. Starting with Jeffrey Lurie.
But it doesn't matter.
I want my money.
Squawk. Please, go to the, like my man LB says, go to the Google machine and Google NFL and fans at stadiums.
And the
NFL said that it is up to the states. So regardless if the Philadelphia owner is complaining about it, there's nothing he could do because it's based on what those state officials have said and the guidelines they put forth in place. So there's a reason why, like Greg said, that Kraft is saying 20% because he's probably getting some of that information from the governor.
Because it's based on what's already in place, which is 10 people can get together in a socially distant way,
right?
And there's no issue with it. So it should be
no issue.
What if
you don't have 10 friends?
then you can't get a new cell phone, Curtis.
You don't.
Oh.
I'm sure your father has 10 season tickets at Gillette already.
Yeah, that he could give away, right?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Wiggy is here. We'll get to the crossover coming up next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
You see, when black guys get released, you see Jameis didn't get released. They didn't re-sign him. Cam got released. What's the first thing out of everybody's mouth? He's humbled now. Tom Brady, they didn't re-sign Tom Brady. Ain't nobody mentioned about humble. Nobody mentioned Peyton Manning got released. Nobody mentioned he's going to be humble. Oh, he's going to work. Cam's going to reinvent himself. Ain't nobody say that about the other quarterbacks. Ain't nobody say Peyton going to reinvent himself. Nobody said Tom Brady's going to reinvent himself. No matter how you like it, Tom Brady got humble because the Patriots did not sign him.
Crossover brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. Wiggy is already here, and Dale is joining us right now. Hey, Dale.
Let me just turn this up a little. My Shannon to English dictionary is sometimes a little a little out of kilter. I don't know what the hell he's saying.
Well, we've been discussing this morning.
I got it.
He is suggesting several things, but one of them is that a lack of opportunity and a significant contract deal for Cam Newton reflects an attitude of racism when it comes to NFL executives.
Well, I haven't heard anybody say he has to reinvent himself, except Shannon. I mean, has anybody said that? Wiggy, has anyone said Cam Newton needs to reinvent himself?
I don't know. I haven't seen.
No one did.
I do agree with him in the sense of there is, like, Andy Dalton gets $3 million in guarantees, right?
Right.
And Jameis Winston, who had, you know, he probably had a better year than Andy Dalton.
400 interceptions.
Well, I don't care if he
I do, because what happens is that means the other team gets the ball.
Right.
But sometimes what they did with that ball was put it in your end zone.
So we're talking about who do you think's a better quarterback, Andy Dalton or Jameis Winston?
Andy Dalton.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I don't agree with that. But if you look at Andy Dalton's contract and you look at Jameis' contract, you look at Cam's contract, like it is a little shocking that Cam got what he got. Now,
well, I mean, did anybody hold a gun to his head?
But I mean, if you don't have
he did accept this contract offer, right?
If you don't have many options, right? You got.
We had none.
Well, that's what I mean. So you have to accept what's
because
on the
he
table.
Was black.
I didn't say that. You said
well,
that.
Well, no, you're implying.
I'm implying that maybe that had a little bit to do with it in the sense of.
So you are implying.
I said it was implying.
But why does it only happen with these NFL executives at the quarterback position?
Because I think the quarterback position has always been viewed as that's the smart position, right? That's the guy that is the smartest on the team. That's the intelligent player of the team. And sometimes if you're not viewed that way, where you're viewed as more like in Cam's situation, always an athlete, or in Jameis' situation, he's not very smart when
on the simple note, is Jameis Winston a good decision maker on and off the field?
I would say he's questionable.
Okay, that would be a no.
I would say the same thing with Andy Dalton.
And Jameis went, what is Andy Dalton off the field?
When did he jump up on a table and be like, blank or right in the blank?
I'm talking about his decision making on the field.
Right.
With Andy Dalton.
Jameis Winston has started 70 games in the NFL. He's won 28.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He was the number one overall pick. He has been a massive disappointment. He has 88 interceptions in 70 starts.
Now, Wiggy, if you want to point to somebody getting an unfairly enormous deal that didn't warrant it, go to Marcus Mariota going out to the Raiders and getting $7.5 million to back up Derek Carr.
Right.
Now, Cam Newton can point to that and be like, this guy is worth that
but
much
I
money,
point, but you
and
point,
I'm not worth
but
that
you
much.
Could, like I said, you could point to Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton played in, you know, a couple games last year. He was dealing with injury. You can point to him. I see, this is, we always have this conversation.
But why did Teddy Bridgewater get $63 million?
Well, Teddy Bridgewater went 5-1 as a starter. Well,
he's only started six games.
Yeah, but that's
you're
all,
gonna go five, that, well, then
that's
reason,
all you need
then
in
the reason
NFL.
Cam Newton that, that's got all, a million that's is all, because he was 0-8 all, his last eight starts.
That's all you need in the NFL is one game. I love the fact it, when you talk about race with white people, it's something that doesn't exist.
No one said that.
Shannon Sharpe said
something. Has anybody except Shannon Sharpe said Cam Newton has to reinvent himself?
I think if you probably...
A single person.
I think if you probably watched a lot of shows, I bet you there's probably been people that other people that have said that.
All right, let me ask you.
And I haven't seen everybody. I haven't. All I've heard was Shannon. But I'm willing to bet if
all I've heard is he has to stay healthy.
I'm willing to bet if I look, you could probably find other people who say Cam has to reinvent himself.
Well, you are the king of the Google machine there, right. So you find
but
somebody
I
when
love
we, when
how
we start
people,
talking
I love
next
how,
hour.
I love how a guy, a black guy, Shannon Sharpe, gives his opinion on what he thinks that he believes is because of, well, James Winston's not very good.
But maybe I asked was, have you heard anybody
and I said,
say
Dale,
it?
Let me ask you this, Dale. Do you think that there's a possibility that what Shannon Sharpe, there's a little bit of that exists? That because he's a black quarterback, teams look at him differently?
I do not.
Okay.
If that's your opinion, I can't.
But there's evidence to the contrary when it comes to every other position on the field.
How does Andy Dalton get $3 million in guaranteed, and both Jameis Winston and Cam Newton, in my opinion, a better quarterbacks than him, get $1 million?
I think Cam Newton is, but he was hurt, and there are questions about how physically
Andy
fit
Dalton.
He's going to be able. And Jameis Winston, I'll disagree with you. I just don't think he's good at all.
And it was a bad year to be a free agent quarterback in the NFL.
So then why wasn't Cam's or Jameis Winston, if it was a bad year, why didn't they get the $3 million? And that's what Shannon Sharpe is saying.
Andy Dalton in his career has thrown 204 touchdowns and 118 interceptions.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't hurt last year, was he?
No. He missed a few games.
Yes, he was. Well, he got actually benched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got benched, but he did miss a few games because of injury.
Greg knew what that was like in high school.
But
And I hate Andy Dalton. I would be 10 times more mad if Andy Dalton was their quarterback than it is that it's Cam Newton. I think that Andy Dalton sucks.
To think, right? Because you asked the question why,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So to think,
I'm interested in your opinion.
So to think that owners... And we I think it was Jerry Richardson when Cam that there's this thing on the Cam Chronicles that Rich was talking about, when Jerry Richardson said, hey, you got any tattoos? And Cam was like, no. And he was then like, oh, okay, we need to keep it that way. So
Jerry Richardson is a known racist.
Some owners think that when you look at it, hey, this guy can't run our organization, or he can't be our quarterback because he's not intelligent enough, or he's an athlete. And for people to think that doesn't exist with black quarterbacks?
If you're going to use Jerry Richardson as your example.
I'm sure that you guys will continue to discuss that.
We've got a morning period.
Tomorrow morning at 6, Dale and Keith is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.